It's Wednesday, and tonight at 6 p.m. Central Time, Teresa and I will be going live for the Rosary and our good conversation. So come and join us and pray with us. Just turn your notifications on our app, Daily Rosary Meditations, and we'll notify you. St. Paul, at one point, compares the Christian life to athletes running a race. And in another place, he compares the Christian life to warfare against the powers of darkness. So the Christian life is like competitive athletics, and the Christian life is like warfare. And one thing both athletes and soldiers have in common is that the training for both can be extreme. Coaches and drill sergeants are known for pushing their players and soldiers beyond their capacity, to the brink of collapse. They do it so that their athletes can win. They do it so that their soldiers can survive. And the soldiers and athletes need to trust their commanders and coaches so that they can win, so that they can live. Well, as Christian athletes, as Christian soldiers, our coach, our commander, is ultimately God Himself. And no matter how intensive His training program, we need to trust Him and accept it if we want to become the soldiers and athletes we need to be. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Your name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The reason coaches and drill sergeants push their team so hard is that they want them to become the best they can possibly be. Now, of course, it could be that some coach or officer goes overboard. He may demand too much. He might demand so much that he breaks his soldiers or athletes instead of strengthening them. But we have a perfect coach, We have a perfect commander, God. So St. Paul assures us that the Lord will not break us. He says to the Corinthians, God is faithful and will not allow you to be tested beyond your strength. If players and soldiers don't trust their superiors, they can't give themselves fully to the training program they need because they're afraid they'll be hurt or even broken. So step one in becoming the best Christian we can be, step one in becoming a saint, is to trust that whatever God allows to happen to us, it will not destroy us. It will make us better. It will make us stronger. If we accept it in a spirit of trust and obedience to the Lord, then we will be transformed because He has arranged it perfectly on our behalf. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now, boot camp and team practices usually have something in common. They tend to involve a lot of physical pain. Being able to deal with physical pain is necessary to athletic victory and to surviving in combat situations. So coaches and commanders have to help their players and troops deal with pain. The Christian life is also going to involve physical pain. You are going to suffer at some point physically, no matter who you are. Why does the Lord insist on this? Why do the saints have so much physical pain? Why does God allow so much bodily pain throughout life? At one level, of course, we know that pain allows us to unite our suffering with Christ, who died in physical agony, and like him, we can offer our physical suffering for the salvation of souls. But remember, we're also being trained by Christ for excellence and victory in love. And you can't really love others if you can't handle pain. If you're addicted to comfort, or to productivity, or to sleep, or to physical pleasure, That means you won't be able to sacrifice those things in order to serve the people you need to serve, or to be purified and strengthened in your soul to receive a greater union with God. Parents or priests or spouses who can do what's best for their families or parishes, even if it involves physical pain or stress, these are the ones who can love excellently. So if God allows physical suffering in your life, we need to accept it. We need to lean into it because it's the necessary strengthening and purifying and toughening that makes it possible for us to love God and neighbor. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Every coach and military strategist knows that the difference between victory and defeat often comes down to whether you're able to keep your head under psychological pressure. So they come up with drills and exercises designed not just to stretch their players and soldiers physically, but also psychologically. And the Lord does the same thing, because guess what? Psychologically fragile people can't serve God and others the way God wants them to. If you're too delicate, if you're always falling apart, then you can't really love. You can't really give yourself. You'll be more of a burden than a support. So God is going to throw a lot at us psychologically. He wants to make us like Him, so strong that we can give strength to others, to not be overly needy, but to be generous and courageous and calm. So don't be surprised if your state in life, your vocation, demands more and more from you, continually ramps up in terms of stressful, emotionally difficult, mentally painful. Not because God likes our mental suffering, but because we have to get mentally tougher so that we can love and give as excellently as possible. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
One thing coaches and drill sergeants don't want to hear is, I can't do this. This is too hard. I don't think I can handle that. That's a sign that their players and soldiers don't trust them. And it's a sign that they're not committed to the goal. They don't want the goal. Besides, as most experienced coaches or army commanders know, the fact is that their unexperienced recruits actually have no idea what they're capable of. They know what they're comfortable with, but not what they're capable of. So don't tell God, Lord, this is too much. I can't handle it. Remember, He will not let us be tested beyond our strength. We have to trust Him. If we're really committed to serving God, if we really care about being able to love the people we say we care about, then we'll be willing to do whatever it takes, and that means accepting whatever God allows in our life. And finally, let's remember that we have no idea what we're really capable of. God knows the saints He wants to turn us into, and ultimately, it's a transformation we can't even imagine. But if we let Him lead us there, it will be absolutely amazing. So let's not buck the system. And let's trust the life circumstances God allows into our life so that we can become the best we can be. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what were you reflecting on?
This one actually kind of got me thinking on the ethics of sports. I know it's just a metaphor in this situation, but I always think back to in hockey, one of the things everyone is most proud of in that sport in comparison to others is the pain tolerance.
That's true.
People always say, do you know so-and-so played through the Stanley Cup Finals with a broken rib, or Zdeno Chara broke his jaw and then finished out the season, and so-and-so took a puck at 100 miles an hour and kept playing. And there's this kind of rub some dirt in it mentality. And I am one of those people that shares all those stories and is overly proud of it. But what would you say the ethics of sports and the risks of hockey? Should we write a full essay on this? I could probably do a doctorate on that. You're right.
Well, what I do love about this aspect of hockey is that they know clearly what the goal is.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're in pain, they don't allow themselves to get so distracted
mm-hmm.
that they lose sight of the goal or quit.
Yeah.
And I think that's the part that is the key. So there's a virtue here of not being distracted.
Mm-hmm.
And thrown off so that we either quit
mm-hmm.
or we lose our head so much we can't perform. Because, you know, we've talked about this so often. If you only perform in life when you feel at your best,
mm-hmm.
well, you're just never going to do anything.
Yep.
It's to be able to perform really well at life. And what I mean by that is virtuously, especially love, no matter how you feel.
Yeah. I think that's what's admirable about it. That's what's captivating. And I think that's the thing that I enjoy about sports the most, which is the mindset and the head game that goes into it of a coach and his team and where's your head at and what's your objective.
That's really it. What's the objective?
Mm-hmm.
And keep your head in the game.
Yeah.
which is really the virtue of meekness, which is part of courage.
Mm.
Because when the storm hits, whatever form the storm takes,
mm-hmm.
physical pain, psychological pain, difficult circumstances,
mm-hmm.
A situation that seems impossible.
Yeah, it's not just about toughing it out. It's about toughing it out to do something about it.
Yeah.
And I think that's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
Obviously, we can get carried away with it, but there is an element of sports that is really training you to be human.
Well, training you to be courageous, mm-hmm. persevering, and mm-hmm. no matter what, don't quit until you reach the goal.
Yeah.
And that the difficulties, so this has been a thing that's really rocked me from John of the Cross,
mm-hmm.
where he says, listen, God is going to try you in ordinary, he's going to give you ordinary trials. And if you throw a fit about those, God will back off. And then you really can't be transformed. And then John of the Cross quotes a passage from Jeremiah where Jeremiah says, if you can't run with the foot soldiers, how are you going to run with the horses? So God is going to try us in the little things, of ordinary things of our daily life. And if we can accept those, we're going to grow stronger. We're going to be less fragile. We're going to be more strong physically, more strong emotionally, more strong spiritually. Mm-hmm. And then, okay, you're going to try us in bigger ways, but he's training us.
Mm-hmm. But that's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, but if we throw a fit, if we want to quit, if we're complaining, if we're begging him to take it away, well, what can he do with us?
Mm-hmm. And we're dragging the team down.
And we're dragging the team down. So what that, but in the end, it's because we don't trust the coach.
Yeah.
We don't trust God.
Mm-hmm. So because we don't know the objective. You think, this is really, it's about me. It's about me getting a goal. It's about me looking impressive. And it's not just about the team.
Well, what if a hockey player, if his only goal was to avoid injury? My only mm-hmm. goal is avoid injury. Well, you never check anybody. You mm-hmm. don't.
Our You'd goal. Be too afraid to approach the goal, first of all.
Yeah. So let me switch up this a little bit, because it makes me think about, again, that moment where Jesus is asleep in the boat and the violent storm arises
mm-hmm.
and all the apostles lose their head. What they should have done is to realize, if Jesus is in the boat and he's calm, then I should stay calm in this storm
mm-hmm.
and just ride it out.
And you're saying that's how we should respond to our suffering?
When the storm of suffering hits us mm-hmm. in whatever form,
mm-hmm.
we need to be calm because Jesus is in the boat. Ride the storm out. Which is a great REO Speedwagon song. That's a great song.
Okay, with a great. I'm going to trust you. I only know a couple REO Speedwagon songs.
That's a great song. And it's really got a great guitar.
I will give it a try.
It's not a lot of lyrics to it, but it's a great
song.
See,
I only know, what is it, Roll With The Changes? Is that REO?
Roll With The Changes, yeah. Riding the Storm Out's
okay,
good.
Okay, I'll check it out.
Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.